This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking about why do I need unique logins per damn user? Posted on February 5th, 2010 on another damblog.com. With a digital asset management or DAM system, or any system containing intellectual property within an organization, unique logins, meaning a username and password, for every individual user with access is common. Unique logins should not be limited to people with a specific level of access, a particular role, nor a certain level of permissions, but everyone with access to the DAM. Why? A few reasons, unless you enjoy seeing your IP sold on an online auction. Security. When someone leaves an organization, for any reason, they should not walk away with any access to any intellectual property or IP, applications, nor digital assets which are owned and or licensed by the organization. This can reduce the potential risk of having your competitors having direct access to your DAM. This also limits the risk of IP spreading wildly out of control. This goes hand in hand with the use of permissions and a role structure. Accountability. Unique logins allow a certain level of accountability for every user. Everyone should be kept accountable for what they do or don't do, regardless of their role, title, and/or seniority. True accountability does not play favorites. It should be clear as black on white. Reporting. Once you establish individual logins, it should be easy to report who has uploaded an asset, downloaded an asset, meta-tagged an asset, and other measurable results on an individual basis, group basis, and even throughout an organization. Reporting capabilities are common in many DAM systems. Reporting also allows you to measure the performance of the system, user adoption, as well as user results from the DAM. Unique logins per individual allow at least administrators to pinpoint exactly who did what with which assets and when this occurred. As a best practice, passwords should be changed on a regular interval, such as every few months, for additional integrity. There are some regulations which mandate passwords to change often. Can your DAM users change their own passwords? What does a strong password look like? 8 or more characters, includes letters, at least one upper and one lowercase letter, and numbers, at least one special character. Avoid using words found in the dictionary. If possible, explore the option of having a single sign-on feature for time savings, so users only need to remember one unique username and password for all the systems they access instead of a different login for different systems. Do you have unique logins for each DAM user? For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo and iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.